just in the Eger temple. Yesterday I was in Debrecen, had a program in the afternoon. Today I came here, and tomorrow morning I'll be heading back to the farm again. We had a Sunday program and had an interesting discussion with some devotees. And the question really came up about the Tathas Krishna, and then the topic went on to Srila Prabhupada, that Srila Prabhupada really reciprocates with devotees' emotions or feelings of affection and love. And it sort of highlighted this question of who loves Prabhupada and how does Srila Prabhupada reciprocate with devotees' affection, or what is it exactly that he's reciprocating with? Is it the feelings of affection or the acts of affection? And there was this one lady who was proposing that the primary thing is what someone feels, whether they're active or not. And I was responding that no, actually, love is manifest in service, and that that's the real symptom of love. Sentiment or emotion doesn't necessarily identify or correlate with love. It may be an emotion, but that not necessarily may mean love. For instance, the Shanta Yogis, they have sentiments, they have prema for Lord Krishna, but they keep it a distance. It never manifests into any kind of concrete activity. And although they're in one of the five rasas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't really give so much credit to Shantaras, but rather he considered that Dasya is the real beginning of rasa. Why? Because there's some act of service, there's some act. And the real mature symptom of love is that someone does something for the beloved. In the same way, devotees who knew Srila Prabhupada, he was an extremely pragmatic person. Prabhupada didn't particularly relate to individuals who simply wanted to speak about how much affection they had for him, but Prabhupada wanted devotees to show their affection for him by their service, by their preaching, their book distribution, daily worship, acts of sacrifice, following his teachings, the way of life that he gave. In other words, serving Prabhupada by physical acts by which the Prabhupada's mission becomes spread all over the world. And those are the devotees who can be said are the devotees who actually love Srila Prabhupada. They may or may not have mature feelings of prema, but still their activities are symptomatic of those who love Prabhupada. Perhaps a sensitive question, and not to the liking of all the listeners. Someone also raised a question, well, what about devotees who were followers of Srila Prabhupada, disciples of Prabhupada, and so on, but are no longer serving his mission, and yet they espouse love for Prabhupada and to be followers? I don't want to quantify or qualify what individuals feel, but I shall do so on a overall principle, and that principle is described by both Rupa Goswami, Krishna S. Kaviraj Goswami, and that is that love knows no obstacle. Even though a beloved may give so many reasons why he shouldn't be loved, still the lover continues to love that person. In response, therefore, to the question of devotees who, for instance, find it too great of an obstacle to function within ISKCON because of personality conflicts, because of disagreement with some points of philosophy, because of the history of the many problems that are manifest within ISKCON. And no doubt there are obstacles or problems to remaining in the society. But love means that I don't consider these obstacles valid reason for me to leave a society in which Srila Prabhupada said, if you love me, you'll cooperate together, you'll work together, never leave, but work and resolve problems within. So no doubt devotees who've served and serve and have association with Srila Prabhupada have affection and sentiments for his divine grace. But also, no doubt, that the devotees who continue to serve Srila Prabhupada's mission, who do the things that Srila Prabhupada wanted his followers to do under the direction of the leaders who he personally empowered in the society that he set up, those devotees, by their personal example, are showing a higher caliber of love because they're not letting impediments get in the way of their direct service to His Divine Grace. And something similar was said by Jesus Christ, that not those who call upon my name are my followers, but those who actually follow my teachings and do my works. So in the same way, those who do the works and service that Srila Prabhupada gave us, those are actually the devotees who I would say are real lovers of Srila Prabhupada. Sentiments must be fine and good. But we know that sentiments also come and go, and real emotion is manifest in terms of service and surrender. And when that emotion is accompanied by lifelong commitment of service that never ceases, then this is the real stuff of which love is made of. Hare Krishna.